Hello?
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First returning your call.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Me and Mr. Mobley are sitting here, and it's something where we're trying to figure out how to punch in and out. Now, he's here, and he wants to talk to you how to do this, because I definitely need him to start tomorrow and punch in properly. I'm glad he got his phone now. So right now, we're going to get this out the way finally. I'm glad you called back. How to, ma'am, for him to speak to him right now and explain to him how to do this punching in and out thing, and give him the code numbers and stuff out loud, and so he can have it on paper or his
It's
phone.
nothing, it's no code numbers. He just have to sign in with his email and the password that he chose.
Okay, so now in the future, he want to get another phone to use. Say this one, he wants to get another phone with his information. And can he do that and change that eventually?
He just have to just download the app and then log in with his email and his password.
On a new phone, another phone.
Yes.
And then he can take it from me, because he really want to use this phone for other things, but right now he's going to have his phone until he get another phone that he can punch in properly
Yeah,
on the other phone.
I explained to him that he can use any device. It's an app. That's it. All it takes is an email and a password.
Thank you.
So you know how to punch in and out right now. So do you
Yes,
see that?
we went over
sure.
everything.
Yes, we did. Yes,
Yeah.
he's a little excited.
Because I want him to do this right so he can be good to go and won't have no problems. Because
All
you
he
see
has
how
to
he.
do is tomorrow when he clock in, just give us a call or text me just to confirm that it registered on our end. I showed them how he can go and verify it too as well on the app.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
As long as you know how to do it. I don't know nothing about this new phone world. He knows right now he's trying to get this right, and he knows how to get into all that stuff you're telling him. So
I
that's a good thing.
understand.
Yeah, I just want him to work and be happy, get paid properly, and start working on doing what he used to do for me way before we came about with our family services. He looked out for me. Oh, and I didn't choose him. I chose somebody else. But that person's gone. So now he's working for me. I just want him to be happy and make sure he's happy with what he get an hour. And all that other stuff y'all put to him, and then that's it. So, bam, you take it from there, Brian. I just want you to be happy.
Okay.
If he takes Kimmy well, he got a car, he gets me around too. And then a lot of times, I might be down at his house or down at my family house, and I'll be punching in from there or punching out. You know what I mean?
So the problem is he can't. He was advised that we only accept clock ins and out at the service location.
Because that's how
So
they.
pretty much if the shift starts at 8 and you have somewhere to be at 8, he needs to clock in at 7 or 7:30. And he was advised if you guys are not back during his scheduled time, then just wait until you get back to the house to clock out.
Okay, well, that's
So
how it is,
you
man.
don't have to rush back to the house at the scheduled time to clock out. If you both is out and about and you got to go back to the house, so just clock back out when you
Then
get
that's how
back
they,
to the
now
house.
let me think, because that's cool with being away, but a lot of times, that's why I'm happy he got a car. I like to be with my family. I do got grandkids, I got my walker, I got my cane, he'd be there to help me and stuff and this and that. But a lot of times, I do move and groove, speak. I'm not bedridden. I mean, I he's gonna be helping me do things, but I'll be away from the house. You know what I'm
Right,
saying?
so the problem is with that, you just have to contact us to let us know that you're going to visit family. The
Yeah.
problem is if
I might
the
be able to see my
GPS is
people.
out of range constantly, the insurance is going to question it. And if you tell your service coordinator you'd be out and about, home care services is for home care. It's not for traveling. You can lose some of your hours for that. So just keep
Okay.
that in mind. If the GPS is out
Okay.
of range all the time, then they're going to question it and they want to know why. So if that's your answer, you got to be a little bit careful because you can lose your hours just for
I understand
transportation.
that. I'm glad we talked, because when I talked to Mimi, I talked to three different people, and Mimi said, no problem. That's why I'm glad we're going over this so everything be cool, because I be out and about a lot. I need somebody to help me first to get myself together and do this, but going to my appointments or going to see family members or going to a recreation place for people like me, the disabled, elderly people, and I might chill there, I might want to be home. So this is like a system where you probably be checking in and out at home all the time.
Yeah, so that's why
But
we advise you to
Mimi.
not clock out until you get back home to the house.
All right, I understand what you're saying. And Mimi, she told me a different story. She told me, oh, yeah, no problem. I guess just to get me in, because I didn't know about you. It was a mistake how I found out about y'all. I was trying to get in contact with some other services, some kind of way I wound up calling her. She told me, you know, this is something family services, caretaker services. I said, okay. I was planning on changing anyway over to another care services. And I said, well, we started talking, and then after that, here we are. But she told me a different story.
So though. I don't know who is Mimi. We don't have
a Mimi. You don't even know who Mimi is. And you got Roof, and then you got you, and you know what's going on here.
No, we don't have a Mimi by that. We don't have an employee named Mimi here. So I don't know who that is.
Oh, wow. How that happened? I talked. That's the one that gave me, that brought me in. Like, really talked to me. Talked to Brian, too. I don't know what's going on here, man.
You sure that's not your service coordinator?
No. My coordinator is for Keystone Community First, my insurance.
Let me see
that's
who
my
talk to you from here. There was, I'm looking at the case notes. There was a Melissa, there was a Dina, there was a Miriam, there is a Ruth.
There was a Ruth, and there was a Mimi.
There's a Rebecca.
I know her sister.
You could be talking about Miriam, but that she don't go by
Why
me.
Did she address herself as Mimi? She,
I
her sister
no
was
clue.
Her sister is 142.
Let me see, 142.
I think here. Yeah. I got it in my phone here. Yeah. 142.
It's we got an extension for you said for Mimi from
yeah.
I think that's what you pertain to, but her name is Miriam. So I don't know.
Okay, well I have it done. I don't know why she gave me that name, but right now we're gonna see what's going on with the service. I don't want to. The deal is I want my worker to be happy and things to be cool, especially when we out and about. But I've been with other care services, and this is the first time I have been hooked up with something like this. You know what I mean?
Nope. The state changed their policies. Yep. They're getting more stricter and stricter about home care services. I'm seeing a lot of people lose their services because of this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
So
okay, right
I
now.
I just want you to be just a little bit careful and leery when you.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm saying.
You're out
so.
And about because it can turn into a potential of you not being eligible
I know
for a waiver. Okay.
So at 3 o'clock punching, I mean 8 o'clock in the morning punching probably and 3 o'clock punching.
Yeah, and that's just
probably.
Like if he clock in late, he just clock out late. The difference. That's all.
Long as it's at the spot.
Yeah, long as it's at the spot. Mhm.
Okay. Well, we get to see what happens. Right now, I'm signed up with you, and we see how things go. And I thank you for speaking to us. So
oh,
he'll be punching out tomorrow. And if you have any problems, he'll call you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You take care.